do not invest so much. Do not invest so much. This is Danielle, and you're here at HelpingBuildBridgesAcross.com on the journey. Do not invest so much into the words from others, from the opinion of others, so much that you lose your focus, you lose your joy, and or lose your peace. Not one of us know the heart of someone else, and some only know how to hurt others by words and actions based on their own pain within, their own insecurity. There are situations that you can't just walk away. For some, they live with the pain. They work with the pain. They encounter the pain along the journey. Do not invest so much. The work is your heart, your mind, your peace. Yes, work. You and I can't control anyone else. Our control is what we do with the insensitivity, the nonsense, the anger delivered our way. For some, it's easy to draw a line and to end those situations. For some, not so easy. So much is obligated to this source of no discretion. You can't just make the change in an instant. So much more is involved. Do not invest so much. How powerful it is to know your source of peace and to live daily in deciding what is allowed in your heart gate. Only we can decide what we allow within. Only we can decide how to respond. The work in this village, helping build bridges across, is to remind you that no one's that easy. We're not exercising easy. We're not building on easy. Our work is daily exercise, and the decisions that we choose to make, our response that we choose to deliver, and our participation in accepting invitations to drama. Do not invest so much. Do you recognize how powerful that word participation is? The source that delivers confusion, drama, just venom. Consider it requires participation in the invitation of that. For some, it has been a dance. It has been a rehearsal of the same script. Only you can decide, no, I will not participate in the pain of someone else. It is their work to do. The same as it is for us. We should not be delivering our moments of hurt, pain onto someone else. We have to do the work. We have to confront the ground that needs to be worked on. Do not invest so much. The journey of peace doesn't require speeches or declarations. It's operating in what we can control, our heart, our mind. My faith has taught me the power of my journey, my heart, my fulfillment, and that is not measured by anyone else. I have forgiven many things, and the greatest freedom, it is no longer a focus. It is no longer a distraction. It is not my center. My thoughts and my time is no longer invested in those areas. I can't control and refuse to invest time on what has been released. Be sure to connect to our village newsletter. Together we here are exercising our peace muscles, our gratitude muscles, and we share the power of that. Planting seeds of gratitude, because whatever we plant always, always has the potential to grow. Making gratitude contagious is always the intent. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for traveling this journey, helping build bridges across.